Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Friday Happy Hour. It's 5 o'clock. Left your hair down or off. But anyway, come on in. Have a good time. We are going to enjoy ourselves today. It's the end of the week and darn near the end of July, huh? Damn, that went by kind of fast, y'all. I don't know if anybody else realized that, but I think so. Well, anyway, two things we will not be talking about is race or religion, although I would like to get into that for different reasons right now. But anyway, no discussion period. All right, my peeps, let's do the damn thing. My website is theessenceofsuccess.net. You can find me on YouTube Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. The Essence of Success Network, and the chat room is open. I do free psychic readings. Thank you for supporting and joining the show. My co-host is Sheha Spirit, and we're just going to have a really good time tonight. I tell you, I had a good day today. So let me welcome in everybody. First off, Sheha Spirit, how you doing, young lady?
Hello, everyone.
All right. Hello. Next up, Miss Wilhelmina, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, everybody.
All right. Next one, Jessica J. Welcome in.
Hey.
And of course, my Christina, otherwise known as AKA Christina Hisley. All right. How you doing, Christina? Christina? How you doing? Okay. Area code 210, you on the air. Who's this?
Whoop, whoop. Shabba Bodie.
Hey, Shabba. Shabba's here, y'all. All right.
All right.
916, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to have a good time tonight, I tell you. I got to tell y'all, though, because there's a lot of my regulars in here. I had a reading today from one of the ladies in the chat room. I'm not going to say who. Yeah, why didn't you tell me I'd be making faces when I'd be doing readings? She cracked up. She was telling me about Crystal, my responses to Crystal Moore, remember? And the woman was howling. Because she said, you don't see your expressions on the phone, you know, of course not, because I'm not really paying attention. But she said, my expressions were killing. She said, you're hilarious. I was like, wow. Sheha and Shava never told me that. Neither did Christina.
No,
I didn't know
it never bothered me myself.
It never bothered me.
It never bothered
me.
I rather me do it, though, because it makes it makes it known that you're into it.
Okay. Well, if I'm humorous, I'm glad. I'm glad. I hope I made y'all laugh. Okay, well, the first thing tonight, just to get it out the way, you know, Tony Bennett died today. He was 96, so we'll just get that out. Anybody have any comments about Tony Bennett? I liked him. I thought he was an excellent singer. Anybody else have any comments?
He was handsome. I liked him too.
Yeah, I think so. He's just an excellent singer, and he's going to be missed.
Yes, yes, he sure is. Okay, well, our first question up tonight is, do you love to travel?
Ooh.
Me? Yes. Hell yes. But anyway, okay, go ahead, ladies. Anybody can jump out there first. Anybody love to travel beside my happy ass?
I love. That's one of my, I would say eating and traveling are my two of my favorite things in the world to do. I love to travel. I've been a lot of places all over the world, and in the States. As a matter of fact, I've been to, 47 of the largest 50 cities in the States. But I've been all over. I love to travel.
Wow. Wow. That is really interesting. Anybody else? Okay,
well, it's nice to travel, but say that again.
I said it's nice to travel at my age, but I've traveled so much, and I'm quite tired of traveling. If I can't drive the car, me and my husband, well, we'll just, stay home. I don't want
to
fly anywhere else.
Do you prefer to drive than fly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because it's nice. You can stop when you want to, check into a hotel when you want, leave when you want. I just love it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I only like to fly, unless it's land that I haven't seen. I like to drive. I've been all across the United States. So if I've driven, I don't want to drive no more. Now I want to get there and just go sightseeing. But if it's a land that I've never been to, then yes, I love to drive it. But I'm like one and done. Other than that, California, that scenic highway, that route, the Route 366 where the mountains and the water, I'll do that again. Or the Shenandoah Valley, I like that. I'll drive that again. Other than that, or Tennessee, I like driving in Tennessee too. What about you,
Seeing different sceneries. I get tired of seeing the same thing over and over again unless it's beautiful.
Sherry,
I enjoy traveling, but not that much. I'm more of a homebody. If I do travel, I really like to stay in a nice hotel and then stay. No, I don't like to travel that much. I like staying home in a nice area, somewhere comfortable. For some reason, it's a lot of work to get prepared. And
But Sherry, don't you believe that as we get older, we take less and less? When we're young, we got 3 or 4 bags. By the time we get about 50 bags,
I can work with that.
Yeah, because I know when you're young, you got your clothes, your shoes, you want to look good, might be taking applications when you get there.
What is everybody's favorite city to visit?
Ooh. The favorite city to live in? That's a good question. Go ahead, ladies, and then I'll answer. Go ahead.
I love New York.
What? None of you love New York like that? Wow.
No, that's not me. I didn't say that. Yeah. Who said that, Sherry?
Who said that?
Not me.
Who said they like New York? Who was that?
I love New York. That was Wilhelmina.
Oh, Miss Wilhelmina. Oh.
Wow.
Well, go ahead, Miss Wilhelmina, with your New York self.
Yes, I love New York. I stayed there for about 3 years. I had a lot of fun, but they partied too much for me. I had to leave New York City. That was too much party. Good question. I can't live like this here. No, let me out of this city. But I liked it.
Okay. Christina?
I'm still thinking. Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite city. I never thought of it that before.
What about favorite 3 cities? My favorite cities, if I would live in Rome, or I live in San Diego, or I live in Carousel. Those would be my three cities I'd live in if money was no option.
Okay. Christina, that sounds good, Ms. Wilhelmina. Christina, what's your three cities?
Oh, I'm still thinking on which.
Yeah,
go on to someone else. I can't think of any favorites.
Are you living in your dream city now?
No, but I like hanging out on the Mississippi River. I'm a river rat, even though I can't swim. And
Colorado has nice rivers.
And that's where I like to go. And I like the wildlife, the eagles, the pelicans. Yeah, when it comes to those cities, it's hard for me to pick out a favorite. I mean, I do like the city I'm in, that's for sure. I'm in Cudahy, which is close to Milwaukee, but and we do plenty of traveling, but I guess I don't have a favorite city so far.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you're happy where you're at, that's probably better than most, okay?
Right.
That's right. Yep, amen. All right, Jessica J., you the youngin' in the group. What's your favorite three cities?
I would say California. I would say Vancouver, Washington, because I love, like, the scenery of, like, the wood nature life in Hawaii.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, those are the three.
Huh. Okay, Shavaboti?
Yes.
I said my three. I said Carousel.
Oh, okay. Sherry?
Sherry has to say where city she would live in.
Oh, yeah. I love where I am now. If money was no option, I would just build a big house and make it really beautiful in Oroville. It's a little hot out here, but I do like the heat. And it doesn't rain as much as it could. But I accommodate. Mm-hmm. I like it out here. And there's so many areas to go. Like, we can go up north where it's cooler and there's lots of trees or, you know, there's so many areas that are kind of close that you can enjoy. So, yeah, Oroville, Sacramento, California. I like Cali.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, Miss Tennessee, come on down. Bring it on up.
Well, if I was going to move someplace, I would pick Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, boy.
That's
nice.
If I was going to move. But I really don't have any other favorites. But I would move to Sedona. Yes.
No, I
all right.
Tennessee. I would add Tennessee to my list, too. I love Tennessee. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, mine is like Sheeha. My first city is Sedona. I definitely love that, and I want to move there. So that Sedona's number one. I fell in love when I went there. Second one, Italy, but it's God, I don't want to say Rome. Naples,
Milan.
Italy. I love it. Yes, Napoli, Italy. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. And then my last one would be Atlanta, Georgia, only because Atlanta had food that I don't eat. And when I went to Atlanta, you know, I had to do the Mikey thing. Just try it. You might like it. I fell in love with the food.
Yes.
Let me make that clear. I fell in love with the food in Atlanta.
Atlanta got some good food. Them Georgians know how to cook.
Yeah. But who know how to cook?
The Georgians.
Georgia.
Was from Georgia. So we go
to
Georgia.
Oh, yeah, because I don't even like macaroni and cheese, but however they fix it down there, you got me.
Give me your black card, Linus. You know, that's
the real macaroni
and cheese. And my black card getting full shower. Well, then you're going to really get mad because I don't eat chitlins, pig feet, pig ears, none of that stuff either.
Oh, no.
Everybody loves mac and cheese, it seems like. Kids don't eat nothing here either. They'll eat that mac and cheese. Wow.
I do not like it. Now, I fix it for the children, but I don't like no mac and cheese. Now, potato salad,
and banana pudding, I'll kick your butt.
Yeah. Oh, Georgians can make some banana pudding. Woo. They have, like, it's, to me, it's like everybody can make some good banana pudding down there.
Ooh, man. Banana pudding, I'll drop kick. Yeah, that is really good. Okay, well, I'm glad that we covered that. What's your favorite movie that you, well, maybe I want to say all time, but what's your favorite movie that you would see it three or four times, that you would go back to see it?
The Matrix. This is
it don't have to be
Matrix.
Recent. It could be old, 20 years ago or whatever, you know?
What's not The Matrix? Christina?
Oh, The Matrix? Sherry. Okay. Who is this? Who is that, Miss Wilhelmina?
Sherry.
Sherry. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, The Matrix
mine,
was a good
too.
Movie.
That's
I got all three of them.
Love The Matrix.
Three or four, yeah.
The first one was the absolute best, but yep, that's the one. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Okay, Shava.
All-time favorite. The Matrix is. I got several of them, but The Matrix is my all-time favorite too. But the
okay.
Number one is like we're best friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop copying me, Shava. Stop copying me.
My favorite
well,
is
my
the
favorite
Goonies.
Movie is.
Good yeah, thing. My favorite is the Goonies.
Well,
I love
was,
the Goonies. I watched.
That was Bill Murray. Is it Bill Murray? Who's in the Goonies?
No, he's not in there. I don't know if any of them are really that famous, but it's so
it's
funny
comedy,
all those
right?
kids. Yeah, yeah.
I think was they were in like a camp, was like a log cabin or something.
Well, they were trying to buy out the whole town, some big developers. And these kids
oh,
went on a treasure hunt to save the town. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Okay.
Anne Ramsey was in there. Remember Anne Ramsey? Oh, I like her as an actress. She was always a tough cookie. What was that?
I'm gonna have to watch it now. I've never seen that. The Goonies.
Oh no! I
love
the whole
that.
Thing.
I'm gonna go watch that. But we have the same taste, Christina.
Oh. Well, and I like Beetlejuice. And I
well,
like, yeah.
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
And then when I was at Disney a couple years ago, well, 25 years ago, the one character was dressed up like Beetlejuice, and he had these bugs coming out of his mouth, fake bugs, of course. And then he came up and kissed me. Ugh.
Did you slap the shit out of him? That's all I want to know.
No, it was Beetlejuice. Say it again.
Beetlejuice. Yeah, who would think that movie's 25 years old already, if not more?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Real old, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, my favorite movie is The Lord of the Rings, all of them.
Oh, wow. My dad was a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's
yeah,
a good one, too.
They was always
yeah.
going out there trying to help humanity and save this and save that and save the kingdom, and
mm-hmm.
I just loved it. Met different cultures, different backgrounds, you know, of people. So, yeah, I loved it.
And then there was that one guy that's like, don't go too far over. Don't go too far looking for that thing, calling it precious.
My precious.
That's right, that's precious. And put that ring on your finger and, hey, I disappear. You can't see me. Precious
mm-hmm.
wanted that ring back.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Okay, Jessica J., what's your favorite?
I would say Kate and Leopold with Hugh Jackman and the movie with Minnie Driver, Beautiful. Those are my two
mm-hmm.
favorites. But, yeah, I've watched Beautiful probably, like, several times. It's like a passion movie.
Yeah, you know, that Kate and Leopold, the cinematography on it was gorgeous. I agree with that. I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman was my husband for, like, 20 years in my head. I'm the Wolverine guy, if you guys don't know. Everybody got
silent. Crazy.
But yeah.
All right, Ms. Sheeha Spirit, what's your favorite movie, girl?
Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve.
Oh, wow. Aww. Wow.
Yes, I could watch that again and again and again. Yes, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And what's the famous vampire movie with the young guys? What was that vampire saga that they stopped making sequels on? That
Interview
was
with
so...
a Vampire, baby. Interview with a Vampire. That one, or are you talking about Twilight?
Well, no.
Dark Shadows.
It was the young group. What was that saga with
Dark.
The vampires and just stop
was
playing?
Was it with
like
Tom Cruise or was it with
Dark
that?
No,
Shadows.
It was with Bella and all of them. What's the name?
Oh,
of that?
Oh, I remember
that's
that.
Twilight.
Yeah, they were clans.
That's Twilight.
They were fighting.
That's what
Twilight
is it? Was good.
Twilight. No, it's not
Twilight.
It's the other
Twilight.
One.
Yeah, it was the Twilight series. It was Twilight something. And I was just so disappointed when they stopped making sagas on that one because that was just so epic to me. That was a good saga movie.
I agree. It was romantic. I liked the.
I could have
been
on those. They could have put
down
the Dracula
guy. They should have made him work out for that role though, because when he took his shirt off, I was mad about that. Like, how you don't have no abs or nothing? Like he was like he's so like he made me mad. That's the only part I didn't like about that. They should have made his butt look like that werewolf. That werewolf took that shirt off. He was fine, but I'm sorry about the kissing.
Edward. Wasn't his name Edward? They should have made Edward do the sit up.
That's the only thing I didn't like about that Twilight. He would have been real hot then.
But it was so good.
He's supposed to have died as a young skinny boy, so he couldn't grow muscles. He was dead.
That's the excuse you made. Look at that werewolf. What's his name? The one who played that werewolf. He was fine. He was a teenager. He saw his muscles.
He's alive. He could pump. He could get his muscles bigger. He's alive. Werewolf
dead.
The werewolf was dead.
It
That's why they put the glitter on him. That's why they put the glitter on him. They probably wanted him to look, neutral, too. A little neutral.
I was like, the teenagers, I know, they got muscle tone.
Well,
not that one.
Not anymore. You're right.
Well, I'm going to tell you, any movie that The Rock is in, I get flutters in my heart.
I heard that.
That man got a body. Whoo, good Lord. Make somebody hurt themselves.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He's definitely got a built on you. Well, my favorite movie is The Godfather, all three, the trilogy. I played the movie The Godfather 1 and 2. But, The Godfather, I fell in love with Michael Corleone. That was neat, though. And I love era pieces, anything that, of history. Sometimes that's quite interesting. Okay, next question. Are you glad that you are retired, or do you wish that you were still working?
Are we all retired?
Except for Jessica, she's the youngin' in the group.
Sometimes I do wish I was still out there for some reason or the other, but I'm so happy I'm retired. It's my choice, okay?
I'm not tired.
It's my choice if I want to work or not, so I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm retired, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, me too.
I love being retired. Like I love, love, love waking up late and just taking my time getting out that bed.
Oh, hello? Yeah. Hello, because that 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning was kicking my butt. So it felt so good. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but when I retired, if somebody called me at 9 o'clock in the morning, they're subject to get cursed out. Mm-mm, don't call me till noon. That's when I open up at noon. And I could be up before then, but don't you call me before 12 o'clock. You get your feelings.
Wow. You're a slow riser. You and those that got to get the coffee and wake up slow.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, after about a year or two, it was like, whatever. But, you know, when you first retire, you do not want anybody to wake you up. You want to sleep in and like, oh, Lord, this feels so good. Not to get up, take a shower, do all this, get ready, get in the car and go, I can just sleep.
I still get up early.
I don't know what it means to retire because I've never retired. I kept on doing. I found something else to do. I recreated myself because I'm the type of person, I'm hyper, so I need to find something to do. So I closed, I closed my radio network. But then I turned around and I said, I think I'll come back and I'll go on YouTube just for the heck of it. But then I was back into my element because I am a psychic and I read tarot cards. But more than anything, I'm a spiritual loving person. So I said, I need to bring that back to the world again, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I've never retired. And then I have my little purse boutique. I don't never be able to put purses anymore on the line and let people know because as soon as they come in and I put the word out, they're gone. Because I get my purses from the East Coast, so they don't have those styles out here on the West Coast. Huh?
I said, to me, you don't have to put them online as soon as they're gone. What's the point? Like, you just got to have to sell more, buy more and keep selling them like that. If they're going that fast, that's good business.
Yeah, it is. It is, Ms. Wilhelmina, because on the weekend I make, well, I don't have any inventory right now, but when my purses are in, I make that little extra money on the weekend, and it does help me a lot. So, yeah, but I like purses.
That's somebody.
I'm sorry?
Who was, that was not me, Linus. That was someone else.
Oh, somebody was saying
I'm
something.
I'm sorry,
go
I jumped
ahead,
in
please.
And I said nice. Oh.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Who was talking? Was that you, Jessica? Whoever it was, go ahead and talk.
No, no. I heard it too. But I wish I was retired in my
30s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, I mean, I know people were so glad after 25 or 30 years to get off that darn job, but then it gets boring. You know, the first couple of years is fun, fine, and after that, by the third year, you're like, okay, I got to do something with my life. You know, if you're married, that's good because you've got somebody there with you to interact with you and do things with you, but when you're by yourself, you got to find something to do and to keep yourself out of trouble. Yeah. So, but anyway, okay. Well, you already answered that. Are you glad you retired? Oh, this is one that's right down Miss Wilhelmina's alley. Do you like to cook? Do any of y'all enjoy cooking, or do you go out a lot to eat?
I enjoy cooking. I think it's like meditation. Yeah. Like when you get creative with cooking, you know what you're putting in your food. You know how you like the taste of your food. You like, you know, how much salt, how much no salt you don't want. But I love cooking. It's like meditation, especially when you listen to the radio or you're listening to YouTube or someone talking, you're cooking. That's like that good alone time. I love cooking. And it's less expensive than eating out all the time.
Save a lot of money cooking.
Yes, you do. And, you know, stuff is so high. I'm not a fast food eater anyway. I like to cook at home because you get, like you say, better seasonings. And plus, if you have any health concerns, you know what's in that food. You know, like you can't have too much sodium or sugar or whatever. So there is an advantage of cooking at home besides saving money for your own health. But restaurants are getting pretty high now. And I don't know how good cooks are. So, you know, and I'm not saying there's not good restaurants out there, y'all, because I'm sure it is. But you know, would you rather cook at home or would you rather go out? Some people get tired of cooking, and they'll go out and eat. I know folks that do that. In fact, they'll go out more than they will cook at home.
Yeah, I don't like fast food, but I love to go out to eat and sit and be served. But now, since, like, a lot of the food is so fake and it's so nasty, like, so now I went back to cooking a lot because the quality of food is just horrible. Like, the pasta don't taste good. The eggs are fake. Like, there's a lot of fake stuff out there now. So now that's what – and now the rice, I don't eat the rice. It's like the rice don't taste right. A lot of this food just is just messed up tasting. So I started back cooking at home. When I had kids, I cooked all the time for the kids. And now I'm just starting back cooking back at home. I eat at home a lot.
Yeah.
But if the food was back to normal, oh, I'd go out every day to a restaurant and sit down and be served.
Yeah. Have you ever tried jasmine rice, Shava?
I love rice. I historically any kind of rice, like Chinese rice, peas and rice. I used to be a huge rice, but now I literally have to rinse my rice. Rice don't taste the same. That's why I don't order when I go. I don't eat it anymore when I go out. And then even here in the house, like I have to wash my rice off 5, 6, sometimes 7 times to get all that cloudy stuff. It's not that much thiamine or riboflavin in the world. That's what they say. Oh, we added that. No, it's something else in that rice. It literally looks different from the time you before you rinse it out to the time you finally get all that stuff off of it.
Yeah, I love it. I got to ask you something because you were in the military. So was Miss Wilhelmina. When you're overseas, mm-hmm. did you find that the food tasted better over there than here? Because
yeah.
I did. I want to hear what you two have to say.
We're getting so much fake food, and all these a lot of the food is just banned. The stuff that we get in the United States is illegal to serve. They won't even buy now they got all these YouTubes, but our Lay's potato chips are different than the Lay's potato chips overseas. The little Debbie cakes you can't even take; they're banned. That red dye, that yellow, it's red 40 is banned anyway. Even the sodas now. I'm not a big soda drinker. I've never been a big soda, but every now and then I crave a soda. So I was like, I went and got my Coke. I'm like, this Coke is nasty. Like, what is going on? And I'm like, does the Coke taste different? Everybody's like, no. I figured out, no. They replaced the cane sugar. They used to make Coca-Cola with cane sugar. Now they replaced it with high fructose corn syrup, right? So, which causes cancer,
yeah.
right? But now, our food is nasty. And then, in fact, that's why Americans are fat. It's not so much that, yeah, there are some lazy people, don't get me wrong. But a lot of this diabetes, like, it's coming from emulsifiers that they put in the salad dress. Stuff is literally banned overseas. And so what's happening is our bodies don't know what to do with those chemicals. So what happens, the reason people are overweight is because, what should I do with high fructose corn syrup? I don't know. Just put it on your leg. Put it on your arm. But if you go overseas, Americans lose weight. They naturally lose weight. The food tastes good. It's like, and they naturally lose weight. And the people who come stay in America, they gain weight because our food is horrible. Like, we have, like, and that's like, and if you look on the ingredients, all of them have all what they call all natural flavors. Nobody stop and say, what is an all natural flavor? It's because the government can poison you.
It's
they
so
literally can put any kind of poison, for as long as it's 2% or less. So now, even all the oils, like our peanut butter, we can't even get just plain real peanut butter. Nope, we're going to add palm oil. We're going to add some kind of oil. Whatever happened to just the peanut butter oil? That's like, no, they got to mess up everything. Literally, the chocolate. Now, maybe, I love chocolate. So chocolate, I go to get the chocolate ice cream. I'm like, what's going on with this chocolate? Oh, now you have to get what they call chelated chocolate. I was like, what is chelated? Or they call it Dutch. It's Dutch chocolate, meaning we took out all the nutrients out of your regular chocolate and just said, oh, we did it because we wanted to make it lighter. No, so the real issue is they make Americans sicker and sicker and taking out the vitamins and nutrients.
It's so
you know what? I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is obesity around the world or is it more prevalent here in the United States?
No, it's not. It's American.
I think it's American.
If they literally got rid of all, and I'm going to tell you another difference, too. Like, when I go to all these countries, it blows my mind. You go to all these countries. When I went to China, you go to Cuba, you go to the islands, you go to European countries. First off, they don't even have drugstores. In America, there are more drugstores than grocery stores. People think I'm going to go look it up. Matter of fact, you got a drugstore in your grocery stores now because it's chemicals. Right? And then the other thing I noticed when I go overseas is, like, especially in China, I never seen so many vegetables and fruit in my whole entire life. They got, like, rows and rows, and all they have is meats and vegetables. When you go to other countries, They have real food. Rows of meats and vegetables. But in America, we got rows of packages. It's package, package, package. You can't even get, like everything.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's going
on? It's processed foods. My family and I went to a Vietnamese restaurant this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
And we had a dish, and I can't remember the name of it, but that dish was so different and so good. I was telling Lennis some time ago, like in Tennessee, we are not looking for home-cooked meals anymore. We're looking for different venues of cultures and stuff like that.
Right.
That's where the market is in Tennessee. We're not looking for home-cooked veggies anymore. We're looking for different food with different tastes. And believe me,
right,
if you go to the Asians and the Vietnamese restaurants and stuff like that, you're going to get a different taste of food, and I promise you, you will like it.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree. I go to Vietnamese restaurants. Yeah. I like their noodles because they make their noodles out of rice.
Oh, God, yeah.
Those rice noodles.
So good.
Let me bring in 408. Hi, Deborah. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Deborah is online.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. Hello, everyone. Hi, Lynn. Hi, everyone. I'm running late. I got
That's okay.
I got company coming, so I was prepared for that, but I got on for a moment.
Okay, that's fine. We're discussing food and all the different things and nutrients and minerals that they have taken out of the food over here, and how in America they're suffering with obesity and different health concerns compared to Europe, where the stuff is a lot more healthier, and a lot of things that we have over here, they don't allow that in Europe. Okay, go ahead, Shalva.
Yeah, so no, I don't enjoy eating food like I used to. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I was literally I was talking to my best friend Sherry on the line, and then also looking up farmers' places, because even the eggs, like if you go get, what do you call it, eggs from a farm versus the eggs in the grocery store, they even taste different. Like, and in fact, I don't eat anybody's scrambled eggs, and if I go out to a restaurant, I want my over hard, because then everybody gets these fake eggs. They're not even real eggs, right? And so I'm like, unless you ask for over hard, you're getting some the stuff they gave us in the Army. They started them fake eggs in the Army when I was years ago. We'd be out in the field, here come them fake eggs. They used to be green. They finally figured out how to make them yellow, right?
Oh, Lord.
Well, yeah,
I and matter of fact, watch this. It's so horrendous. Okay, so Goya. I went and got the Goya coconut. I was making myself some curry chicken. I went and got the Goya coconut milk. So I open it up, and it says the top part is, clear. And I'm like, I never seen that coconut milk look like this. So I dip my finger in it. It's all sweet. I was like, well, let me look at the label. You know what's in it? Radiator fluid. Glycol.
Oh, Lynn, I got a question. I got a question, Lynn.
What was in it? Radiator fluid?
Yeah. Propylene glycol is in the Goya. And it's in a lot of products. And so I thought I was hallucinating.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, no way. They're putting it. So go when you watch it, go look at it. It says propylene glycol. And it's in a lot. As a matter of fact, it's in your shampoo. So this is another thing. Like, they're poisoning us all beyond you would even blow your mind. So this is how, and especially with that propylene glycol, they're putting it in everything. So, okay, so I'm all natural. I was like, I was doing a style on YouTube. And the guy was like, hey, I use gloves because, you know, when I use the gloves, it will define your curls more. So I had slathered all that stuff on with my bare hands, just put it all. I said, oh, let me go get my gloves. How about it ate the rubber tips off my gloves, right? What? I go look in it, and it's what you call the black hair products. Jay Moisture, the worst there is, that Queen Helene. And you go look at that Queen Helene, it's got three dyes. Make it make sense. You got to have a yellow, a blue, and a red. And it's the worst red dye is that RD40, which is banned in most of these countries, right? And so that's why these kids got all these problems. That's what, to me, part of the problem is, what people don't realize is what you are, what you eat. Okay, so that, like, it makes me mad because a lot of stuff is literally just a nutritional deficiency. Like, all these women with fibroids, they're magnesium deficient. But they're not going to tell you that. No, no, no. We got to cut your uterus out, right? Same way with these, matter of fact, that all that panic attacks, a lot of these panic attacks and these heart attacks, not heart attacks, but what do you call it, the where they're heartburn.
Anxiety.
These people on Zantac and stuff, it's literally because fast food. They're putting that chemical that they put in your yoga mat in the bread. Like Subway, I stopped eating at Subway with that fake tuna. They got sued for having fake tuna. Then they got sued for that whole yoga mat chemical. Like, and so that's what's causing all these problems. Like, same way with the salad dressings, like instead of saying, hey, here's a pill, no, stop, get this crap out of our food. Take this crap, and there's an app called Yucca, Y-U-C-C-A, just like that plant. Download that. Next time you go to the grocery store, just scan it. It's going to tell you how many bad ingredients you have and then give you an alternative. But that's the real reason Americans are sick, and it's also contributing to cancer because, like, corn, I don't mess with any corn. All that corn is, except for popcorn, I love popcorn, is genetically modified. And that's exactly why they switched it from cane sugar, which sugar was bad enough, right? But, oh, no, no, we got to make it worse. Right, we got to put pure, they're using genetically modified corn. So now not only is it risk for cancer, and they putting it in everything. Like the Snickers bars, they changed that. Like, I was just talking to my uncle about this yesterday. I said, they just naturally keeping me out. Like, I don't even have to go to the zoo now, naturally, because all the food is nasty. Like, I used to love Snickers bars. I was like, why do Snickers bars taste nasty? Like, all the food, they're just changing it. So,
well,
yeah.
Don't you all think that we're getting what we asked for? Because we are American people, they wanted to change the old ways of how we were raised, and we did our own gardens, our own vegetables, and our own food and things. So we are the victim of our own our way of thinking. Everybody wanted
We got what we asked for.
Everybody wanted fast. Okay, you got it. So when you want to go out and have something natural, you pretty much have to go back to the culture that remembers their old ways. They remember the old world. They remember how a food was cooked. But it's America. America got what they asked for.
I agree with that. I would add, but the part of that is because America is the third hardest working country. Like, we work a lot of hours. People work 50 hours a week. So therefore, they don't have a lot of time. And so Americans need to adopt the rest of the world standards and work 6 hours a day
Shabba, doesn't that come with working hours and less time to concentrate really on your health? I want something to eat, so let me get a bag of chips. I don't have time to cook.
Yes.
I
want my food fresh. Well,
okay.
I got to go home and do some more
used
stuff.
To be, America has lost its old ways and gave us what we wanted. We are the victim of our own ways of thinking and our habits.
I agree. And we have to change it. We just have to say, okay, I'm not going to participate in this. And do it with our money, to vote. You know, we vote with it, with our dollars, if we continue to buy it. But let me say this, too. What bothers me is, we leave it up to these organizations like the FDA. Because if you go to the other, there are some hard-working countries, but that food is banned. Those dyes are banned. So, this organization says, no, we are working hard, but you're still not going to put that in our food. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that, yeah, we are still victims, but however, like the FDA, stop allowing this. How is it that propylene glycol, which literally goes in radiator fluid, matter of fact, which would trip me all the way out. Even guess what? When you get your colonoscopy, guess what you're using?
But
well,
Shava,
using as in what? You mean we're drinking that stuff, Shava?
Yes, ma'am. I had to go to the mat.
You know, to clear you out before your colonoscopy. Is that what you're talking about?
Go look it up.
I'm a nurse for 30 years. Oh, I taught pharmacology for 3 years. And I was shocked. So I watched this video, and the guy was talking about don't do a colonoscopy. And I was like, what? And he was talking about the high puncture rate. Well, like in the military hospital, I can't speak. I've worked with a couple of civilians, but we didn't have high puncture rates on them, right? But he said, and then he goes, and the ingredients they do is not bad. Let me go take a look. I go look it up. You're drinking all radiator fluid. So if I were you, I would never, and thank God, I will not get a colonoscopy. I will poop in that cup, and you can look in that poop. But make it make sense that you're cleaning the out, because you know that causes cancer. So that's a lot of this, quote, preventative stuff. No, it's designed to jack you up. Let me tell you, matter of fact, let me tell you about my little eyes there. they're jacking all this medication. I keep telling people, I said, they're poison. It's a depopulation agenda. So I go get my eyes in. I said, you're not dialing my eyes. I don't trust none of that medicine because no. He goes, oh, no, ma'am, we just take pictures. I said, oh, okay. Whoa, all right, right. So he said, look, put your nose on there and look through those eyes and then look at that thing down there. So I did. And he said, we're going to take 3 pictures of each eye. I said, oh, okay, this is great. So it goes across. This big old green thing goes real slow over each eye, 3
mm-hmm.
times, right?
I've had
okay,
that too.
So
yep.
I go finish the exam. I said, hey, so tell me how that works. How to take in the pictures. What is that? He said, ma'am, that's a laser. And I said, No, for real. Tell me how I took the picture. He goes, it's a laser. I said, no, for real. Tell me. Because, when I used to teach, you can't even point them little, you know how you do your PowerPoint and you have a little laser? You can't point that at somebody. I said, you can't even point a laser. Matter of fact, you can't point a laser in the sky. It's a felony because you might blind those pilots. And you're telling me that you're taking pictures with a laser on my eye? And he goes, he said, you're right. They're going to be recalling this machine in about 5 or 6 years, right?
I'm sorry. Test subject number 52. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Exactly. They're designing all this stuff. And see, people think it's a joke. I said, no, if you go overseas, you can't even find a pharmacy. It's like looking for a drug dealer. I said, you go to China, you go to any place because they have real food. They have fresh food, real food.
Yeah.
They don't have all these dyes.
Yeah.
And they don't have all these chemicals. They don't get all these vaccines like we do. So it's literally a war on America.
They sure don't.
But America can't see it yet. They don't see because they keep us so busy working, so busy arguing about Republican against Democrat, white against black, Muslim against Christian.
America is so greedy for money till the FDA is responsible for it all as well, because you have to go through them before stuff is put on the shelf. So what do we expect for them to do? They are part of the money bag. Also.
Exactly. They're corrupt.
Yeah.
They're complete. Our whole government is corrupt. It's just what it is. I said, we just have to.
You're talking about corrupt. I got to bring something up. Has anybody in here seen the movie Freedom? What is it? Cry to Freedom? Freedom for? What's the one about the children?
Sound
of Freedom. Did y'all know that Hulu, Amazon, and Disney turned that movie down? The movie was made 5 years ago, y'all. It was done 5 years ago. They were just shopping around to get somebody to, you know, to produce it and get it out there. But how does Hulu and Disney and Amazon, I mean, those are major. What do you mean you're not showing the movie? What are you scared of? Disney? It's about children, saving children. What are you scared of, Disney, because you've been in human trafficking for years?
Exactly.
But now you're talking about Netflix and Hulu, and I subscribe, so ouch. Maybe PureFlix will be the next one, and I have to stop everything else. We got to take a stand.
Oh, I got out of Netflix over a year ago.
Netflix,
I left Netflix.
I think was it yesterday? Netflix is supposed to, you're supposed to be able to watch it for free. I thought it was yesterday. There's a day that Netflix said everybody could watch
it
for free.
I don't deal with Netflix or Hulu.
I saw it, but I'm going to tell you why I'm mad about it and why I think it's a psyop about it. Like, I think they're not really. They don't. To me, I feel like it's another agenda. And let me, because
if at the end, first off, they drug it out. They drug that movie out. And then I'm sensitive to 5G. That 5G was sky high in that movie theater, sky high. All right, okay. But then they drug it out to 2 hours, right, 220. They could have made the movie shorter. They just wanted to show a bunch of dramatic facials. But what bothered me is the very end of it. They said, and it's all filmed overseas, like in Honduras. And but if not, if America is number one in child trafficking and human trafficking, then why you didn't make a movie here in America? Why you got to act like it's happening overseas when we're the number one? And so to me, they should have used examples of these American kids, like this is how we stole the kid from in America. This is how we trafficked in America so we could all see how it was done. But you're going to show it overseas where this guy, the parent, the daddy, take the two kids to be, like they had this modeling call. Hey, do you want your kids to be a model? So he take the two kids, and they say, oh, no, you can't come. Come back at 7 o'clock. He goes back, and the kids are gone. Right, and so then it shows how they got trafficked, you know, went all around the world, literally got trafficked, you know, without showing the graphic scenes. And I just felt like, why you didn't do that about America? Why you didn't show how you slicking? Because it's a scam, just like that whole Amber Alert. Like, it makes me so mad to see that Amber Alert, and they, like, you're going to tell me, that's how you know the government in on it. I tell people left and right and right and left, the government is in on child trafficking because they never include a picture, a child picture. But let one of these prisoners break out. Oh, they got to interrupt the news. Oh, you drive down the highway, you see him on the billboard, you see his alias, you see the tattoo, you see everything about that prisoner. But let a child come up missing, 5-year-old Johnny in a white T-shirt, gone.
You know why that they won't do it here in America? Because there's too many people in Congress involved in human trafficking.
Exactly. That's, I agree. That's why I said the government is.
People involved in Congress. If they knew half of Congress would be gone. If they, put a lot of them up there, and they got children, but they mess with these little kids. So.
And even when we were on lockdown, notice the kids were missing. I'm like, how are kids missing? And then another thing, too, if we was on lockdown, how y'all need blood? I was like, come on now.
Oh, the adrenochrome? Yeah, they drink the child's blood. Yeah. Yeah, adrenochrome has been going on since the 50s.
Well, with the Sound of Freedom, ladies, you can get free tickets to see that. If you go to the website of angels.com, they will give you free tickets to see the Sound of Freedom. The Sound of Freedom was basically an educational movie meant for educational purposes only. I think, and that's why, then I think HBO and all of them turned it down, because you have to subscribe to get those type movies, you know, to see those type movies on those platforms.
But you can see porn for free. You can see porn for free on Pornhub.
Well, that's true.
Ain't that a trip? Ain't that a trip? That's true. You can see porn on any of those stations. Yep.
I bet you that movie on Pornhub.
You got to pay. You got to pay to subscribe to those. And the Sound of Freedom, they would give you free tickets to go to a movie theater near you to see it. It's really for educational purposes.
Yeah. I think it's lip service. I really think it was just, I think it's another agenda, and I think it's lip service. That's just what I believe. I believe
it.
They
have the responsibility for the community, not the government.
Say that again, Sherry.
I don't think so, Shaba. I don't think so, because human trafficking is more... It's real in America, and I agree when you say how committing children in America, because human trafficking in America is real. So
yes, number one. It's number one. America is the biggest consumer of human trafficking. So therefore, I would like your rationale. Can you tell me your rationale as if we are the number one in the world for human? Why do they have to go to Honduras and to make the story go from a Honduran? Why didn't they film it here? That's what I'd like you to answer. What is your thought about that? What do you think that why
they're trying
to
change it and we're not?
You said what?
Maybe they're trying to change it and we're not.
But, you know, it's like the people on the border and stuff, they were saying, like, you know, Ukraine and in war, and human trafficking is so bad now in those areas. And say so, like, the border and all of those, people are coming up missing on these borders that trying to get to America.
So that's what I'm saying. It's all borders.
Yeah,
all
but human trafficking has been going on in Ukraine for years.
Like,
that's one of their problems.
If you, here in America, if you come in this country in America, guess what you get? You get a plane ticket. If I live right here in Texas. Now, make it make sense that these people come over the border, and shouldn't you just be sent right back, across back the border? It's the cheapest, best way. Hey, get your butt back to Mexico. Oh, no, ma'am. You know what's going to happen? You get a magic plane ticket to Connecticut, to Colorado, to wherever. So tell me where these people are going. One, their countries supposedly don't know they're going. So guess what? I believe those people are still getting human trafficking right in our face. Because it's illogical. Matter of fact, when do we ever get a plane ticket? And we paying all these taxes. Why do these people need to go across the country to get processed? It's the biggest cop shit I've heard in my life.
It's political. What do you want to say? It's a political thing when they do that to those people. When they send them to Kamala Harris and wherever else they send them to Florida, it's all political. And they're playing with those people's lives. That's what's sad about it. It's their lives that they're playing with. But it's political.
No, I agree. Just like you said, half of those political people are involved in human trafficking, and that's exactly why they get to fly out. Because let me go to the government.
And
I
want
to take it to Connecticut.
That's the answer.
That's your answer right there. Why they didn't have that movie in America.
That's what I'm saying.
You have somewhere to go for safety when you come to the border.
And
you need to have somewhere to go. So leave the borders open.
Show us how it's being done. I agree with that. Show us Americans how these kids are getting human trafficking. We could put a stop to it. That's why I said there's another agenda.
Not putting a stop to that.
I know what it's going to be. How about everybody take the microchip? You know what? We need to microchip our kids. It's going to be some stupid shit. Watch and see. Because ain't no way if we're number one, literally in the world.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
You're going to go overseas to film some stuff?
Yeah.
When you can pick any state. You can pick any state here and say, hey, this is how
we need to get some kind of microchip because you're afraid your kids are going to get snapped.
It's some agenda. I don't know what it is.
You know one thing, too, when they go to another place overseas, Shalabodi, now, we got to take this in consideration. It's cheaper to do the film. I understand what you're saying. It happens here in the United States, but sometimes they go to Europe and South America or China to do films because it's cheaper than doing it here in the States.
That's true.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, America is all about money, y'all. America is all about money.
Yep,
they want to keep us dumbed down. They want to dumb us down and make us pay for everything. It's like if you don't know how to put air in your tire, when you go there to that auto station, they'll do it for you, but you got to pay them, right? That's why they want to pay TikTok, because TikTok is too educational for America.
Evening. Mm-hmm. I agree. TikTok show it all. It shows it all.
TikTok,
I love TikTok.
TikTok here and TikTok in China are two different things. TikTok in China is strictly educational. Over here, they do anything. It's like wilding out, watching a show, or wilding out as far as TikTok here in the United States. But they don't allow that in China. In China, it's about education. How can you improve yourself, reach your goals, get your career?
It's so much on TikTok that is educational. And America do not want educated people. They want you to pay for it.
They don't.
Education.
I love the TikTok because they tell the truth. Showing it. Like when they lying, like Canada filmed all that stuff. All those Canadians are saying, what fires are you talking about? Look, hear the sky.
Yeah.
Look at the fire, right? Where's what fire? Look at our sky. And now here they're talking about my friend. I talked to her today. She's talking about the smoke in Kentucky. Oh, the Canadian smoke. And I said, really? I believe that if I didn't see these chemtrails getting dropped out of the sky all the time. How do I know? I said, I just, like, come on now. I said, yesterday, it stinks. It's like, I know that comes to take the cats out. We sit outside. Okay.
the cats wouldn't even go out. Because it's not, it's like smell like worms or something. Like they're doing something. And I don't know what it is. And it's just dropping stuff out the sky, dropping more stuff. And now, no, I ain't going to buy that whole, oh, yeah, the fires. They're starting those fires. I agree they're starting fires, but they're doing a bunch of stuff.
Listen, y'all, we got 30 seconds. It's getting ready to go off here. You know the music going to get loud. So Sherry, Shaba, Sheha, Deborah, Miss Wilhelmina, Jessica, Christina, thank you all so much for being here tonight. I really appreciate it, and I enjoyed our conversation. Shaba, you got to come back and give us some more. Yeah, you got to come back and give us some more information. That was interesting.
We need to.
Yes, ma'am.
It's time to be woke.
Yeah, we do. Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why?
Love you.
Okay, I stopped the music because I didn't want it blaring on all of us.
All right, have a good weekend.
You guys have a good weekend. I love you. And thank you, Sherry, for joining us tonight in Shava.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings.
I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah, see you everybody Tuesday. Yay. Hey, and I'll do the cards if you want. You guys let me know. If you don't want the 1 minute reading, I'll do the tarot card.
I love the cards.
Okay.
I thought the cards.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that for sure. That's
okay.
Nice.
All right. I like that.
Oh, you guys
like
did? Okay, then I'll do the tarot card with the 1 minute message on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
Okay, love y'all.
Bless you.
Night,
bye.
Bless you.
I love y'all.
Love you too.
Ciao. Let's see y'all. It's Friday's on a topic next week. See y'all soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.